in the email class, we've got this little theme going with a few people about finding, seeing, recognizing the fork in the road, the juncture. Okay? And this is a perfect example of it. So I realize I'm in the dark room. I realize I'm in negativity. I'm not happy. I'm miserable. I'm in that conversation. And when I realize that, what is there? I'm right at that fork in the road. Okay? And what I will hear is, now, perhaps the language will be, you could turn on the light switch. You could pick up your
Exactly.
Order. You could choose gratitude. It's there as an actual voice that you hear if you're there and listening, right? And then comes the willingness. Yeah. Am I going to do that, or am I going to just keep heading right down this road of following ego's direction?
Yes. Well, and it is that recording that reminds, that's the reminder that gets built in, so that language, that awareness is present, which is why exploring the dark room is so important, because you need to know you're there, and then you need to have an access path to the availability or presence or expanded awareness for that trained orientation to drop in, that assists you to know how to get out of it. And that's the practice.
Yes.
That's why recording and listening works, because in listening to that, when I'm in the dark room, it feels like this, and then I need to reach for the recorder, and what I need to hear is turn on the light switch. And if you listen to that often enough, it actually appears in awareness when you're in the dark room.
That's exactly right. That is exactly it. And if we get talked out of listening to those critical messages regularly, oh yeah, I heard that. No, I don't want to listen to that one again. No, I don't feel like that. No, we are going up against a brainwashing program, and we're using the same techniques that ego uses to brainwash us into following it to get away from it. So I need to listen over and over and over, find the light switch. Turn on the light switch. The recorder is the light switch. The recorder is the light switch that will get me out of the dark room, until that becomes a natural response that arises when I'm in that situation.
Yes. And then when I hear that voice, what I'm going to do is to pick up the recorder. Because when I do, I feel so good. Because that's the next step. Because that's where it's going to try to talk us out of, oh, you don't need it. Right?
Right.
That if you don't actually build the energy towards the action of picking up the recorder, it's the next place of resistance.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And that's where, that's when it gets us, right? Because I know that that's the fork in the road. I know that that's the information. I know I heard it, and I didn't do it. Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, not accepting a beating for that is advanced practice. Right? Because on a certain level, I do know it's true, but it won't get me that way very many times, because I'm gonna make that connection. And pretty soon, when I hear that reminder, I'm going to do what the reminder tells me to do.